From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Hello listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs started with news and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news, and stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Indonesia's infrastructure becomes a bargaining power for investment. Indonesian Tourism Fund to be formed soon to support nation branding, tourism promotion, and event organization. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has explained that infrastructure development is one of the main priorities for development in Indonesia during his 9-year administration because it has become a bargaining power for global investment. According to President Joko Widodo in his speech at the 78th anniversary of Public Works Service Day at the State Palace in Jakarta on Monday, the national infrastructure has become a bargaining power for global investment since it can increase competition to realize logistics cost efficiency.
Negara sebesar Indonesia dengan
a country as big as Indonesia with 17,000 islands all needs infrastructures. Connectivity infrastructure in the form of roads, ports, airports, everything is needed.
Jalan, pelabuhan, airport, semuanya dibutuhkan.
Moreover, President Joko Widodo stated that the government has built various infrastructures in the form of road connectivity to public service infrastructure. According to President Jokowi, it will not be possible for investors to come if the infrastructure is inadequate. The president also considered it important to develop infrastructure for a country as big as Indonesia, because it also functions as a unifier of the nation. He conveyed that infrastructure development could also create new economic growth points. He affirmed infrastructure development, which has been carried out on a large scale since 2014, has also increased Indonesia's competitiveness. President Joko Widodo also appreciated the hard work and speed of the Ministry of Public Works and Public Housing for the development of various infrastructure in Indonesia. Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, has explained that President Joko Widodo gave directions to establish the Indonesian Tourism Fund. This was conveyed by Sandiaga Uno at the weekly brief with Sandi Uno in Jakarta on Monday. Minister Sandiaga has also conveyed that for the initial stage of funding for the Indonesia Tourism Fund comes from the government. According to him, the funds are managed to support nation branding, tourism promotion, and organizing events.
The point is to support event including MotoGP, so we don't prepare it at the last minute, but funding is available through the Tourism Fund, which will support nation branding, tourism promotion, and also organizing tourism or events.
Dan juga penyelenggaraan kegiatan atau events.
Moreover, according to Minister Sandiaga, based on the presidential regulation, the Indonesian Tourism Fund will be signed early next year. so that the Indonesia Tourism Fund can operate in mid-2024. Still from the Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, who has encouraged people to travel only in Indonesia. This was said by Minister Sandiaga at the weekly brief with Sandi Uno in Jakarta on Monday. Minister Sandiaga further said the ministry has launched some tour packages while offering discounts of up to 50% so that people can only travel to Indonesia during the Christmas and New Year holidays.
Kita sudah launching beberapa paket.
We have launched several packages for tourism in Indonesia alone, one of which is Agoda and Art Hotel. Apart from that, in the promo in Indonesia alone, the travel fair also offers discount of up to 50%.
Tawarkan discount sampai 50%.
Furthermore, during this Christmas and New Year holidays, Minister Sandiaga Uno targets to create 200 to 250 million movements of domestic tourists and 1 million movements of foreign tourists. According to Minister Sandiaga, with a target of 1 million movements of foreign tourists, and the cumulative achievement from January to October is 9.49 million movements of foreign tourists. He is optimistic that until the end of the year, it can reach 11 million foreign tourist visits. The last national news comes from You Inspire. In collaboration with the National Innovation and Research Agency, or BRIN, held an international workshop and training for youth and young professionals in the field of science, technology, engineering, and innovation for disaster and climate resilience. The event, which is taking place in Jakarta from December 4 to 8, 2023, is attended by more than 14 Asia-Pacific countries with more than 200 participants. According to the Secretary General of You Inspire, Nuraini Rahma Hanifa, in Jakarta on Monday, apart from listening to explanation from experts regarding disasters, there is also a discussion forum. Nuraini Rahma also affirmed that this event is aimed at sharing and exchanging information between youth and academicians related to disaster and climate threats from abroad.
Voice of Indonesia.
Moving on to the international news. The Red Cross president arrived in war-torn Gaza on Monday, calling for the protection of civilians in the Palestinian territory, where she warned that human suffering was intolerable. As reported by ArabNews.com, the International Committee of the Red Cross stated, President Mirjana Spoljaric's travel to the region would happen in several stages, with a visit to Israel expected over the coming weeks. Torrential rains and flash floods have ripped through parts of East Africa for several weeks, killing more than 350 people and displacing over 1 million across Somalia, Kenya, Ethiopia, and Tanzania. As reported by CNN.com in Kenya, at least 136 have died and nearly 500,000 have been displaced. President William Ruto revealed in an emergency cabinet meeting last week, persistent rain since October have affected 38 out of 47 counties across the country, which have been hit by flash floods, general flooding, and mudslides. We end the news with VinFast on Monday stated the United States International Development Finance Corporation has signed a letter of interest with electric vehicles maker VinFast, considering the Vietnamese company's application for a $500 million loan for expansion. As reported by VOV World.vn, the signing took place on the sidelines of the 28th UN Climate Change Conference of the Parties, or COP28, in Dubai. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Listener, today's commentary has a topic: Indonesia successfully halt Under 17 World Cup. The 2023 Under 17 World Cup in Indonesia officially ended on Saturday evening, 2nd December West Indonesia time. Germany appeared as champion after beating France with a score of 4-3 on penalties after drawing 2-2 during normal time in the final match, which was held at Manahan Stadium in Solo, Central Java on Saturday. The Germany versus France match automatically concluded the 2023 Under 17 World Cup series in Indonesia, which was held on 10th November 2023. Totally, there were 4 stadiums used by Indonesia to hold the tournament, and the 4 stadiums are Jakarta International Stadium, Gelora Bung Tomo Stadium, Surabaya, Sijalak Harupat Stadium, Bandung Regency, and Manahan Stadium, Solo. It can be said that Indonesia highly succeeded in holding the entire series of tournaments for the 2023 Under 17 World Cup. Besides, Indonesia was also able to meet all the needs of participating teams, FIFA officials, and foreign spectators. Several countries, such as England, Spain, Senegal, and Brazil, praised Indonesia for successfully holding the 2023 Under 17 World Cup. There are even coaches who want to learn the Indonesian language because they have fallen in love with Indonesia. Of course, this makes the Indonesian nation proud, especially the world of Indonesian football. Looking back, several unpleasant events befell the world of Indonesian football. Take, for example, Indonesian football experienced deep condolences after hundreds of supporters were killed at a stadium in Malang, East Java. This incident made Indonesian football feel deeply sorrowful and became the world's spotlight. In addition, Indonesia was also subject to FIFA sanctions. Lastly, there was an event in the memory of football public, namely the cancellation of Indonesia as host of the 2023 Under 20 World Cup, which was supposed to be held in Indonesia from 20th May to 11th June 2023. Of course, the Indonesian people do not want to experience such as unpleasant events to happen again. Indonesia's success in holding the Under 17 World Cup proves that Indonesia can be counted on to hold a world-class football championship. This success was, of course, achieved thanks to the good cooperation of all parties, starting from the organizers, government, and spectators. Thanks to this success, Indonesia has the opportunity to advance as a candidate to host world tournaments such as the Under 20 World Cup 2025 and 2025 until 2029 Under 17 World Cup. Moreover, there are at least 3 international events that will be held by Indonesia in 2024, namely the 2024 AFF Under 16 Cup, 2024 AFF Under 19 Cup, and 2024 Under 17 Women's Asian Cup. Of course, it is hoped that these international events will bring about benefits to the Indonesian nation. Hopefully, the grand event that will be held by Indonesia in the coming years will be successful, beneficial, and safe. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Ahmad Faisal.
Mm-hmm.
Listener, we begin today in history with an event on 5th December 1958. The founding of Indonesian National Nuclear Power Agency, or BATAN. National Nuclear Power Agency, or BATAN, is a non-ministerial Indonesian government institution that performs activities in research, development, and use of nuclear power. By considering the development of atomic power use and utilization for people's welfare, the government, through the Government Regulation No. 65, year 1958, on December 5, 1958, founded the Atomic Power Council and Atomic Power Institution. The two were later perfected into the National Atomic Power Agency based on Law No. 31, year 1964, on Atomic Power Regulations. Later, 5th December is a historic day for nuclear power development in Indonesia and commemorated as the anniversary of BATAN. Let's move to another event about the International Volunteer Day. International Volunteer Day is commemorated every 5th December. The day was declared by the United Nations General Assembly in 1985. The International Volunteer Day was also made to appreciate the service of volunteers who play their role in their community and environment. Not only that, the day also aims to invite as many people as possible to join in community service and volunteering. This year's International Volunteer Day is themed "The Power of Collective Action If Everyone Did." We end with the event of 5th December 2013 about the passing of Nelson Mandela. Nelson Mandela is an anti-apartheid activist and politician from South Africa who sat as the South African president from 1994 until 1999. For his struggle against racial discrimination, Mandela was imprisoned for 27 years. But he won. Mandela became the first black South African president elected from multiracial election. In Africa, Mandela was widely seen as the father of the nation and founding father of democracy. In 1993, Nelson Mandela received a Nobel Peace Award along with former South African president, de Klerk. On December 5, 2013, Nelson Mandela passed away because of lung infection. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Jalan yang panjang ini tak suruh aku meniti pelita memberi di hati
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia is on COP28, strengthens the practice of climate action. Indonesian President Joko Widodo attended the G77 and China summit as part of the World Climate Action Summit at the 28th United Nations Climate Change Conference of the Parties, or COP28, in Dubai, United Arab Emirates. In his speech at the Al Ghafat Plenary Expo City Dubai on Saturday, December 2nd, President Joko Widodo said that COP28 should be a forum to strengthen implementation in taking real action in handling climate change. According to him, the previous Climate Change Paris Agreement principles of 2015 must be a guideline regarding responsibility for climate action, which each country must share according to national capabilities. For this reason, President Joko Widodo expressed Indonesia's support for the G77 and China and invited all parties to take joint action. The President also conveyed 3 points that could be implemented.
Pertama, penguatan kerjasama selatan-selatan.
Mari kita the first is strengthening South-South cooperation. Let us revive the spirit of Bandung. Solidarity, equality, and collaboration are urgently needed in handling global climate change through a South-South cooperation framework. Indonesia has provided climate management training for the Africa, South Asia, Latin America, Caribbean, and Pacific regions through this framework. President Joko Widodo then said that secondly, he wanted to make developing countries part of the solution. He explained that Indonesia's chairmanship of international conferences had resulted in some actions and views in dealing with global climate change. One of them is the Indonesian Carbon Exchange, which has been operating since last September. Thirdly is the importance of cohesiveness and inclusiveness in fulfilling the global agenda. The President encouraged a global stocktake to reflect the funding needs of developing countries as well as commitments from developed countries that have not been met. According to him, the loss and damage funding structure must be easily accessible and not take the form of debt that burdens developing countries. In addition, transparency and certainty in new collective funding targets must be carried out with the support of adequate resources and technology. President Joko Widodo also hoped that through joint actions, the G77 and China could become a driving force for the world climate agenda. That was My Indonesia Today.
Biarkanlah tentukan jalanku. Biarkanlah tentukan sikapku. Kini ku ingin menikmati duniaku. Mungkinkah kau mengerti akan diriku meredam emosi. Jalan hidup yang engkau tawarkan, ku rasa saja, ku tak mungkin mengalah. Simpanlah semua mimpi indahmu.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOA listener, the Indonesian Ministry of Law and Human Rights has designated four typical Banyuwangi culinary styles as the original traditional knowledge of Bumi Blambangan, a nickname of Banyuwangi, East Java Province, Indonesia. The four culinary are Sego Cawuk, Sego Tempong, Pecel Piti, and Ayam Kasrut. The existence of communal intellectual property is the government's way of protecting Indonesia's cultural and biological diversity, including ownership of communal intellectual property and preventing foreigners from hijacking or stealing Indonesian communal intellectual property. VOA listener, today's Indonesian Wonder introduces you to Sego Cawuk, one of the four Banyuwangi culinary specialties considered the original traditional knowledge of Bumi Blambangan. This food from the city, known as the Sunrise of Java, is mainly eaten as a breakfast menu. It is named Sego Cawuk because it is eaten by scooping or using a folded banana leaf spoon. Sego Cawuk has a red-yellow soup topped with fried onions. When eaten, you will taste sweet, savory, sour, and spicy taste served in one serving of Sego Cawuk. This food is relatively cheap. A serving of Sego Cawuk costs between 15,000 and 20,000 rupiah or $1. A portion of Sego Cawuk consists of white rice watered with pindang and trancam soup, or soup that contains grated coconut and shaved roasted corn. The pindang soup used in unique because it is cooked in gendam. Gendam pindang soup is cooked by heating granulated sugar to caramel, mix it with water, and leave it to boil. After that, mix lauk spices and asam wadung. Lastly, the sea fish is put in the soup until cooked. Then Sego Cawuk is served with several side dishes such as pindang eggs, pelasan, and koko tofu, or a type of tofu cooked with coconut. Another side dish that shouldn't be missed is lemongrass sauce with clover. Boiled clover leaves gives lemongrass chili sauce, which tastes spicy and sour, because it is made from a mixture of cayenne pepper, shrimp paste, sugar, and wuluh star fruit as a substitute for tomatoes. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Kala itu mimpiku dan mimpimu masih menyatu. Kala hari turun senja, kau bersandar di bahuku, pasir putih, sambil kau berucap semoga cinta kita kan abadi. Andai saat ini kau ada di sisiku, takkan sendiri dan tak sekedar mengenang cinta kita yang pernah ada.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology. Today's topic is Saya suka sekali. Saya suka sekali, which means I really like it. Stay tuned. You will listen to a conversation about Saya suka sekali. Saya suka sekali, which means I really like it. The conversation is between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, and Ayu, a friend of Chris, a vlog community member from Solo. Chris told Ayu that he really likes Salat Solo. Let's listen to their conversation.
Restoran ini favorit keluarga saya. Kami sering datang ke sini untuk makan Salat Solo.
Saya suka sekali hidangan ini. Rasanya enak, isinya lengkap.
Iya, ada daging, sayuran, dan telur.
After listening to the conversation, now I will introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic, Saya suka sekali. Saya suka sekali, which means I really like it. I'm going to say each word 2 times slowly, and please repeat after me. Saya, saya, which means I. Suka sekali, suka sekali, which means really like. Hidangan, hidangan, which means dish. Saya suka sekali hidangan ini, which means I really like this dish. Restoran, restoran, which means restaurant. Favorit, favorit, which means favorite. Sering, sering, which means often. Enak, enak, which means delicious. Lengkap, lengkap, which means complete. Daging, daging, which means meat. Sayuran, sayuran, which means vegetable. Telur, telur, which means egg. In this conversation, you will hear the sentence Saya suka sekali hidangan ini. Saya suka sekali hidangan ini, which means I really like this dish. In that sentence, there is the expression suka sekali, suka sekali, which means really like. The word sekali, sekali, which may mean really or very much, is an adverb we use to emphasize something. In this case, how we feel about something, namely suka, suka, which means like. So, the sentence Saya suka sekali hidangan ini, saya suka sekali hidangan ini, which means I really like this dish, meaning that someone likes a dish very much. Here comes another example. Let's listen to other examples using the word sekali. Sekali, which means really, describing a strong feeling or enjoyment to something. Senang sekali. Senang sekali, which means very happy. Chris senang sekali bertemu dengan Ayu. Chris senang sekali bertemu dengan Ayu, which means Chris is very happy to see Ayu. Lapar sekali. Lapar sekali, which means really hungry. Ayu lapar sekali
karena belum sarapan. Ayu lapar sekali karena belum sarapan. Which means Ayu is really hungry because she has not had breakfast yet. For your information, Salad Solo is a typical dish from Surakarta, which contains a combination between meat and vegetables. The word salad in Salad Solo is from the Dutch word slaatje, which means salad. Salad Solo is considered a salad because it has vegetables like beans, carrot, tomato, and cucumber. Before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the conversation.
Restoran ini favorit keluarga saya. Kami sering datang ke sini untuk makan Salad Solo.
Saya suka sekali hidangan ini. Rasanya enak, isinya lengkap.
Iya, ada daging, sayuran, dan telur.
Listener, that was today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia with a conversation about Saya suka sekali hidangan ini. Saya suka sekali hidangan ini, which means I really like this dish. Hopefully, this edition is useful for you who want to know more about Indonesian language. Let's meet again with another topic. Thank you for listening. Sampai jumpa.
Waktu datang dan berubah, kata suara hati menyapa. Hilang kesunyian di telan malam, ku goreskan nada lama, meredam nurani berdua, menyibak lagu api. We'll be right back.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's music corner presents a Malay song entitled Bekayuh by Beben Syami. The song Bekayuh was composed by Misran Rais. Bekayuh, which means rowing, symbolizes struggle. This traditional song from Rokan Hilly Regency Riau tells the story of a child who struggles to survive in a region far from his parents. He remembers his mother with her sincere, tireless love, making him unable to contain his longing. Well, listener, here is Bekayuh by Beben Syami. Enjoy the song.